Pro-Russia separatists in eastern Ukraine have elected a separatist leadership in controversial elections that Kiev and the West say they will not recognize. The United Nations, the European Union, and the U.S. have called the rebel vote illegal, saying it violates Ukraine's constitution and the ceasefire agreement reached September 5th between the separatists and Ukraine's government. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko meets later today with his security team to talk about the situation. Russia's foreign ministry released a statement saying it respected the separatist vote as an expression of the will of the inhabitants of southeastern Ukraine. John Besmers, a European analyst with the Australian National University, tells VOA's Victor Beatty Moscow's heightened belligerence may be a sign of growing frustration with Western sanctions.
You'll recall a few months ago when the Donetsk and Luhansk people wanted to organize their referenda on independence that Putin discouraged them publicly. They went ahead and had it nonetheless, but it wasn't really recognized too explicitly by the Kremlin. This time, on the other hand, they seem to be fairly forthcoming with their recognition, and I think it's a stick in somebody's eye, and only two or three guesses as to who that might be. It's a sign in particular, I suspect, that they were hoping that by making nice for a while with the ceasefire and so on, that sanctions would be eased, because the Russian economy is just starting to squeak a little bit, and I think they would be very happy to see some easing of it. Economists, including the serious economists that there still are in the Putin administration, are warning that the country is likely to go into recession quite soon on present indications. They have a lot of very negative trends running in parallel in the economy.
This comes at the same time amid reports of increased Russian Air Force activity around NATO countries. Do you see a change in Russian policy?
Yes, the aircraft activity is very worrying, but it's not new. It has turned into a bit of a perfect storm in recent weeks, but it has been going on for quite some time. Russia has been adopting very belligerent attitude towards the West as a whole, and I'm not sure to what extent this particular pattern of activity relates specifically to the elections or to even to Ukraine. It's all part of a broader picture, I think, of Russia seeking to regain its sphere of privileged interest, if we may use that term again that Medvedev popularized at one stage, which I think is a kind of Soviet Union light, L-I-T-E, but with other structures, obviously. Putin has said that it's impossible to reconstitute the Soviet Union, although he regrets very much its passing. But I think some kind of substitute organization directed and controlled to a large extent by Moscow is what he's after. And this aggression is all aimed at informing the West to get out of the way. Don't mess with us, as Putin has been saying recently. His speeches have been very belligerent, and I think he's trying to carve out a space which the West will recognize and not intrude into, and Ukraine is part of that space.
Well, does the attention now in Ukraine turn back to the battlefield from the ballot box?
Well, it's never really gone away from it, in a sense. I think there's something like, between 300 and 400 people are known to have been killed, I think, in the few weeks since the ceasefire. So it's been a ceasefire more in name than in reality. I think more of the pressure is coming from the Russian and proxy side. I don't think Kiev is too keen on more fighting at this point. I think Poroshenko found, after those months in which the Ukrainians were making inroads into the landholdings of the proxies in the east, they were making quite considerable inroads, but then Russia staged basically another invasion with several thousand forces, crack forces as well, and high-quality weaponry, which turned around the fortunes of the conflict completely. And since then, I think Poroshenko has recognized that he can't win this, not by force, that he has to play it longer. And I think the proxies and the Russians, for their part, are looking to threaten some key strategic points, like, for example, the city of Mariupol, which is an important port city and one that's has been held fairly securely by the Ukrainians but has been under a good deal of attack. Also the Donetsk airport, of course. So I think the Russians are maintaining the pressure, and they can increase the pressure at any time they like.
That's John Besmers, a European analyst at Australian National University. He was speaking with my colleague Victor Beatty.